You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Our number three of the Sports Hangover, capping off one of the best weekends in sports that we've seen in quite some time. Saints 31-24 final over Tampa Bay. As always on Monday, give us your call, give us your tweet. Who gets a game ball, who gets the pat on the back, and who gets to have a seat with Coach? Jordan, give the listeners how they can reach us on Twitter.
You can reach us at ESPN Radio NOLA on Twitter, and you can reach us at Instagram at ESPN Radio NOLA, all lowercase.
Total team performance by the Saints yesterday, their best effort of the year, and I think we could say that about most of the schools. Even in college on Saturday, the Tulane Green Wave just absolutely ripped Army. They were up 42-21 in the second half, and Army made a comeback. Kind of Tulane helped them a little bit. You saw the maturity of Justin McMillan, fumbles on the first snap, first drive of the series. And Army comes out, throws the ball down the field, hits Tulane with a quick touchdown. Tulane comes right back, right down the field and scores to even the game up. You saw the maturity of that team. But inexplicably, Army's down 42-21, and Jeff Mungin, I don't know if – I'm sure he's answered for this one. Down 42-21, they score a touchdown. You need three touchdowns with the extra point to win the game. There's no advantage going for two. And for some unknown reason, with the score 42-27, he decides to go for two, and Tulane stops him. Well, now he's behind. He pick up a turnover. Justin McMillan made a bad fumble late in the game. They end up going in and scoring. Had he kicked the extra point, they're within seven. Or if he kicks both of the extra points. But now he's chasing the extra point that he went for the two-point conversion on. He misses that one. It's 42-33, and Army actually got the ball back. Had it been one possession, they would have had a chance to tie the game up, even though it was garbage time. But inexplicable move by Jeff Mungin. I don't know what he was thinking on that. But for the most part, Tulane completely dominated Army, who is a ranked team and one of the top teams in the American Athletic Conference. The Green Wave absolutely has a chance at going to the championship game in the American Athletic Conference. Of course, tomorrow we are going to talk to Coach Willie Fritz of Tulane in the coach's interview, as always, on Tuesday. And, of course, Nicholls State, they lose wide receiver Deshaun Dixon. He goes down at halftime. He's got five catches for 140 yards at halftime. He's out. No problem. Nicholls completely dominates Central Arkansas. They hold on, and they were at one point were up. They were up 20-0 at halftime. They held on to win that game going away, and we'll interview Coach Tim Rebo tomorrow. Also, we'll have Louisiana Coach Billy Napier on. They're actually playing a Wednesday game, so I'm hoping we're going to be able to get him. I know it's going to be kind of right up against game time. They're doing their last-minute preparations on Tuesday for that game on Wednesday. They were off on a bye this week, and, of course, you always try to schedule your byes in a way that helps you, gives them a little bit longer to prepare for that Wednesday game and not being on a short week. But the Saints, Jordan, it was just an unbelievable performance. I think a lot of us figured when Drew went down that we were going to maybe try to be 500, but right now it's looking like this team is going to be contending when Drew comes back for a number one seed.
Yeah, and as much as I hate to say it, being a Chicago Bears advocate, The Saints have a great
even with Chase Daniel, not your boy Mitch,
not my boy Mitch. Chase Daniel's my boy now. I mean, Saints have a great chance to go undefeated with Teddy Bridgewater at starting quarterback. So I mean, if they can do that, I mean, there was no harm done in Drew Brees being injured.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's With Drew's injury, it's like I told people, every time Teddy wins a game, it's just giving him that much more time to let Drew's hand heal to make sure that he's back at full strength and you don't rush him back and he has some kind of setback on the injury, because anybody who's been injured knows the setback of the injury is a lot worse than the original injury. So tonight, you're going to be watching the Browns game, or are you going to be tuning in to Todd Graffinini calling the Pels?
I mean, I'll definitely be I'm going to be watching the Pelicans first off, but I will occasionally check my fantasy football. I won't tune into the game, but I have to check my fantasy football because I am down 9 points and I have to win. It's the battle of the winless this week. So
Are you going up against Gus?
No, I'm going up against the guy that's called Russ Kindengals.
So okay. So you're down 9 points. Who do you have going?
I have OBJ and Jimmy G.
And who does he have going?
Nobody left.
Oh, well, you should win that.
Hopefully.
I mean, unless it's a 0-0 tie.
OBJ puts up 5 points like he did last week, and Jimmy G puts up 4 points.
Yeah, but that's a quarterback. Let me put it to you this way. If Jimmy Garoppolo puts up 4 points, you need another quarterback. You haven't won a game yet?
No. Yeah, I told you, both of us haven't. The guy I'm playing against is winless also. It's battle of the bums.
I haven't even checked my team. I know I've been decimated with injuries just about.
So yes, I will be watching the Pelicans, and I will be listening to Todd Graffinini's first call here on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
I tell you what, we couldn't have written this script any better, because Todd on his first call gets to go to Atlanta, and you know how much he hates the Falcons. The Falcons coming off one of the most embarrassing losses. That team, you stick a fork in them, they're done. Todd's going to join us in the next segment at 2:15 to preview the Pelicans game as to what to expect. Because, being completely honest, I have never, ever paid attention to an NBA preseason game until now. This is the first time. I would always be watching college football on Saturday, and I would see preseason scores going across the table. Like, oh, NBA's about to start. You know, they're already playing preseason games. And now 10,000 people out at the open practice on Saturday. And, I mean, Daniel Salison was tweeting, was texting us pictures of what it looked like outside the arena. It was unbelievable. It looked like a playoff game.
Yeah, I couldn't believe. I mean, last year there was, I want to say, 7,000 people for the open practice. But just comparing that picture from last year to this picture from this year, it was like almost like a regular game, like even though it wasn't fully, you know, sold out. It looked like a regular season basketball game. It was just like the one team out on the floor just facing each other. I mean, if that doesn't get you hyped for what Zion and this young Pelicans core is bringing to New Orleans, I don't know what will.
I'll be honest with you, and I mean, you remember this last year. You were with us. You were doing shows with Gus when the Pelicans started the regular season. I mean, they're really, during Saints games coming up the weekend, we hardly ever talked about it. I mean, on a Friday, it was all LSU, Tulane, Saints.
Well, at the beginning of the season, I will say, when we got Jahlil Okafor, and it was like the start of, it was like the game before, like the first preseason game for the Saints, it was all Pelicans talk last year. Just because everyone was hyped up from coming off that playoff run, and then all of a sudden the saga that happened with AD kind of just kind of bumped people out, and it was almost like all hope was lost. But then that lucky ping pong ball, it just changed the course of the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all talked about it all year last year about if this would have happened, if this would have happened. You change one thing that happens, and you would have won one game that you didn't win, or that you lost. You would have changed the percentages, and maybe that ping pong ball would have belonged to Memphis as opposed to the Pelicans. You're not getting Zion.
There was that game, I want to say, against Phoenix Suns last year, and Alvin Gentry, I think, made it was like an inbound pass, and we would have won that game, and I think we called it a timeout, and we turned the ball over, and Phoenix wound up winning that game. So if we would have won that game, then that Zion pick doesn't go to New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, anything that would have happened last year, if Anthony Davis, I mean, we got off to what? I want to say it was a 4-0 start.
Yeah, we got off to a very strong start.
We blew out Houston. I mean, it was just like.
And then we blew out a good athletic Brooklyn team.
Yeah, and then you look like you were a serious playoff contender, and then the wheels just came off like five games into the season, and then the Anthony Davis saga starts. And, I mean, for what David Griffin has done with this team, the ability to, I think everybody figured when Anthony Davis was getting traded that whoever got Anthony Davis was going to win that trade.
Well, it's funny to think about it. It was, we were at a time, Knicks, we were all in on the Knicks package.
Yeah.
Was, oh, if he's going to go to the Knicks, we're going to have to trade AD for Zion.
Who was that we got on? You and I did the show one day, and you reached out to one of the reporters in New York, and he said, you know, who would
He would give us the world.
He would give us everything.
Yeah.
And it was like nobody was off it because we were convinced the only it wasn't – I keep wanting to say Ian Rappaport. It wasn't Ian Rappaport.
I know you're talking about, but I forgot his name.
But we had – we were talking about that because we were convinced – we were going to get Zion, but it was going to be by getting Anthony Davis.
Yeah, giving
never
away,
dreaming
yeah.
we were going to win. I threw that out there. I was like, could you imagine if we win the lottery, what this team's going to look like?
And everybody's like, that was a pipe dream.
And everybody was like, what are you nuts? I was like, yeah, no, but it's fun to dream about it. You know, never dreaming it was going to happen. And then watching that draft unfold, I saw, I'm trying to remember whose name came out, but one of the names came out, and I was like, okay, we're the eighth seed now because we went in as the seventh. But the Lakers moved in to the lottery. And I said, okay, then we're going to come out at the eighth slot. If you don't see us come out at the eighth slot, we're in the lottery. And when I saw, I think it may have been Sacramento came out, and I was like, oh, my God, we're in the lottery. We're in the Final Four. And somebody was next to me was like, no, we're the seven. I was like, no, we're the eight.
Yeah, because ESPN took a little while to put
the Pelicans up there, and then they finally put it up there. And then Mark Jones came on and said the New Orleans Pelicans have just moved into the lottery. They're in the Final Four picks. And then it became I was sitting at home saying I don't want to get my hopes up and get crushed. And then when it came down to two, I was like,
well,
don't do this
to us. When I saw the Knicks, I was like, oh, stuff just
when
got
I
real
saw the
weird.
Lakers come out, I was like, we got a shot. Because I thought maybe it was rigged for the Lakers.
No, when the Lakers came out at four, I'm like, this is 100% rigged.
You thought it was rigged when the Lakers came out at four?
Yes.
You thought it was rigged for
How
us?
Do you move up? I mean, I will still say I think it was, yeah.
You thought it was rigged for us because Anthony Davis was leaving.
Well, yeah, we – well, I'm not going to go into all these ifs, ands, or whats, but, I mean, when we got Anthony Davis, we were owned by the NBA. We were run by the NBA.
True, and I know this goes all the way back to the Knicks getting Patrick Ewing, and that was the one that everybody claims was rigged, that Patrick Ewing was going to the Knicks no matter what. But I think if the NBA was going to rig something, they would have rigged it for a team in the East, because like New York, I think that would have been the perfect rigging again, because they've got to do something. You look at the top two picks, there were two guys in this draft, Zion and John Morant, and both of them go to a West Coast team.
If you look at who won, it was – New Orleans and Memphis, 1 and 2. Teams that, even though they weren't in the best positions, they tried throughout the entire season.
Right, but the problem is they're both in the West. And now you bring Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers. Now the Clippers are going to be a contender. You've just eliminated more talent out of the East. LeBron leaves the East and comes out West. The only guy out there is really Antetokounmpo from Milwaukee. And, I mean, it looks like they've got a clear run to the championship. And the West is going to – the West is, again, about 10 teams deep, which is going to put a lot of pressure on Adam Silver. Do you go to a...
Well, you had KD moving to the East also.
You know, but he's going to be out a year. You know,
correct.
Kyrie stays over. Next year, at least you get Durant and Antetokounmpo. I'll be shocked if Durant comes back at all, because I think they're going to try to get a lottery pick, figure they'll be bad this year, get a lottery pick, then Durant, and then they'll be set and ready to make a run. But, I mean, it'll be curious to see how that goes. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to talk to Todd Graffanini, who is in Atlanta for tonight's game that'll be broadcasted right here on ESPN 100.3 FM. He is in Atlanta, and I know he's probably in heaven listening to all of the talk shows destroying the Atlanta Falcons after that debacle yesterday. Sports Hangover, sponsored by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. They've got free delivery for orders over $20. All you have to do is call them 504-522-3864. They've even got Japanese whiskeys, including 18-year-old Yamazaki. I know that's hard to find. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Sports Hangover on your flagship station for the New Orleans Pelicans, ESPN New Orleans. There's a place you can go. I said, young man.
This Tulane Greenway Football Report is sponsored by Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma. Call 985-868-0430.
Tulane is 4-1 thanks to their win in the Upper Northeast. 42-33 is the final at West Point. It snaps their 15-game home winning streak.
A one-yard QB sneak, touchdown Tulane.
Bradwell right up the middle of the 10, he explodes to the 5. Darius Bradwell, a 10-yard rumble. That brings us to a close on the banks of the Hudson River. A wave of emotion for Tulane. The green wave end the Black Knights' 15-game home winning streak. Just the second time in 40 years, Tulane starts 4-1.
Andrew Allegretta on the call on the Tulane Sports Radio Network. It's the best start of the season since 1980. 525 yards of offense for Tulane, 324 of that coming on the ground. Five different running backs had a rushing touchdown as the Wave held the nation's fourth best rushing attack to just 193 yards. Tulane faces UConn next Saturday, 2:45 at Yeoman Stadium. For more on the Wave, keep it here on ESPN New Orleans.
This Tulane Greenway Football Report has been sponsored by Fleet Supply Warehouse, located in Houma on Venture Boulevard. Call 985-868-0430.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Find Golden Motors for their fifth annual car show on October 26th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., kicking off the morning with a 5K run walk to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, followed by the car show, arts and crafts, and live music. Food will be sold by our local Boy Scouts, Troop 325. It's the perfect day to test drive our 2019 Silverado and our new 2020 Chevy Silverado 2500 HDs. Check us out at Golden Motors on the back road in Cutoff. 985-325-1000. Chevy, find new roads.
Napa Know How. On October 12th, bring your car down to Rogers Parts in Lockport, your Napa Auto Parts store. We'll have a Napa Auto Care technician give it a free inspection. And while you're there, we're having a one-day sales event where you can get three or more items for 25% off with purchase of a 99-cent Napa bag. So come on down for a free vehicle health check October 12th. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
To the people of House District 54, this is Donnie Lurio, a candidate for state representative. I am a lifelong resident of the district. My parents are Linda and William Lurio. I am married to the late Gretchen Gisclair Lurio and the proud parent of T-Don and Lindy. Our family is of Catholic faith, and we are 100% pro-life. As a successful small business owner with conservative values, I feel that I am prepared to serve the people of District 54 as your next state representative. On October 12th, please vote for me, Donnie Lurio, number 88, paid for by Donnie Lurio campaign.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. Alongside Jordan, the intern, I'm Jay Hardgray, filling in for Gus Kattengill. And sometimes the good Lord is just smiling on you because you can't write these scripts any better than this. Our next guest, Todd Graffanini, joins us, and I don't know if he could have planned this any better. First, he gets to be the voice of the Pelicans, and his first call happens to be against the Atlanta Hawks, and he gets to be in Atlanta on the day after one of the worst beatdowns that the Atlanta Falcons have experienced. They get annihilated by the Houston Texans, and he gets to be right dead center in the middle of the Atlanta media just losing their ever-loving minds. Todd, thanks a lot for pulling yourself away from the talk shows for a few minutes.
Yeah, Jay, if you went to Hollywood and you went into a producer's office and you came up with that script, they'd shoo you out of the office. Nobody would believe it, but that's reality, and here we are. And yeah, I'll finally get to call some form of game. I have not called a game since May, so hopefully I can remember how to do this. But no, really excited to be here, and looking forward for the first of many, many broadcasts on this station tonight, and to usher in a new era of Pelicans basketball.
You know, Todd, Jordan and I were talking about that in the last segment. Is I can't remember ever being interested in an NBA preseason game. I would be watching college football, and across the ticker, I would see NBA preseason scores going by, and the NBA's about to start. They're playing preseason games. But this year, we're not only interested in preseason games, we just had an open practice on Saturday where the Pelicans opened the door of the Smoothie King Center, and there's literally over 10,000 people, and 30 minutes even before the doors open, it looks like a playoff game.
It was unbelievable. I was there very early, and they were already lined up, and everyone I talked to in the organization that night could not get over the fact that there were that many people there. They had to open up the upper deck, which had never happened before. It just goes to show you the excitement level in the city right now. So, you know, hopefully, and you talked about it, Jay. Look, we've been having these discussions as well for a while. Preseason is little to no watching or listening at all. When you're talking about the NBA, it's almost to the equivalent of the NFL when you're talking about, you know, people really don't care about it a whole lot. And that's not the case at all. It's going to be must-watch TV if you're a Pelicans fan, because you're going to try to get a sense of what Alvin Gentry is going to do as far as divvying up minutes, what his rotations will be. That's going to be the main storyline in these five games. And you're going to take these five games to see everything you can. And he mentioned today, Coach Gentry did after shoot-around, you'll see guys play more extended minutes than you would normally see in a preseason game, just because he wants to see these guys playing together. And if you don't see certain players tonight and you see more players with their minutes being extra than what they usually are, don't be concerned, because that'll probably flip-flop when we go to Chicago on Wednesday night and play the Bulls. So these first two games are going to be fascinating to watch in my mind, especially when Coach Gentry gets down to who is playing with whom and for how long.
You know, Todd, you mentioned it, that you've only got five preseason playoff games. The Saints have four preseason games, and they have an 18-game schedule. The Pelicans have an 82-game schedule, and they only have five games for Alvin Gentry with all of these new pieces to find out what he has. And what do you think is his goal here? Do you think has he settled on a starting five yet?
I don't know if he's officially settled on one. I mean, just from, you know, being at the workouts and the training camp practices, I think you can make an educated guess of what the starting lineup is going to be. But, you know, that just remains to be seen. Now, that being said, Derek Favors, who is projected to be the starting five, is questionable tonight with a hamstring injury. It's nothing serious. He has, as a matter of fact, participated fully in shoot-around. So we'll see if Derek Favors plays tonight. If not, they'll move around some things. You could see Jahlil Okafor, who, by the way, has had a fantastic training camp. He's lost some weight from last year. He has been flat unstoppable down on the block during this camp and in the workouts. You could see him play extended minutes. He's definitely ready to go. So the thing about this team, Jay, is there is no shortage of depth, which is something that the Pelicans/Hornets have not had to this extent, and that is definitely a very good problem to have.
You know, Todd, you've had a chance to watch these guys in practice extendedly. Who is the one guy that has jumped off the page for you that you just did not expect? Somebody that maybe surprised you, the biggest surprise for you?
Well, I don't know if I didn't expect it. I know he had a solid reputation around the league before his season was cut short last year due to blood clots, but it's Brandon Ingram. There's not even a question, Jay. He has been spectacular, both inside, outside. He is long. He is athletic. His wingspan is off the charts. And if you think you look at him and you think he's not a tough guy just because of his build, don't be fooled. He will take it hard to the rack, and he is not afraid of anything. So this guy is very hungry. Jay, his basketball career, he didn't know if he was going to continue it after the middle of last season when he had to miss the rest of the year with those blood clots. So this is a very motivated individual who, by the way, has a chance to get a contract extension if things go well, or he could become a free agent after this season. So Brandon Ingram has absolutely been the guy that's jumped out to me.
You know, Todd, I've been saying it for the longest time about the depth of this team, and I finally started seeing a national reporter putting out articles that the Pelicans may be the deepest team in the NBA. But the one thing in listening to you guys from the Pelicans talking about this team, there's only so many roster spots, so this is going to be unbelievably competitive to see who makes the team and who doesn't. But the one thing that keeps jumping out to me is it seems like these guys are just a tight-knit group. Usually when there's only so many roster spots, there's going to be competitiveness and there's going to be guys wanting other guys to fail. And you just don't hear that with this team. You hear just a complete team attitude.
Yeah, and it really goes to the won't bow down kind of brand that has been started around here and has been going on for a couple of weeks now. Every spot is going to be a fight. Look, you've got 15 guys on the roster, 17 if you count the G League, two with Zylan Cheatham and Josh Gray. You can only have 12 active per night on the bench. So three are going to sit, regardless if they're healthy or not. So you could have guys each and every night, Jay, you know, providing that the injury bug doesn't bite the Pelicans as it has in the past. But you could have guys on the bench that could absolutely be playing good minutes on the floor that won't even be active for the game. That's how deep this team is right now.
Hey, Todd, it's Jordan. This on a funny note. Have you practiced your call when for your first Zion dunk?
No, Jordan. No.
You haven't even practiced it like in your head.
No.
You haven't said what you were going to say. You're just going to let it just be spontaneous.
It's going to happen.
Graf's off the cuff. I mean, Graf, that's what makes Graf Graf. I love listening to your two-lane calls, Graf, when it just comes so natural to you when a play happens. That's you're the best. Don't change. I love it.
Now are we going to talk about the Falcons or not?
Yes, I got to give you some time. How were you able to pull yourself away from the media? What are they saying up there?
I actually hung out with a bunch of media last night. My buddies at 680 The Fan, a number of them, threw me a celebration party last night at the Palm in Buckhead. So I hung out with a bunch of them. They're fed up. Unfortunately, we've got a crisis on our hands, gentlemen, because Dan Quinn is now officially in Smitty mode, and I don't think we're going to be able to save him. We tried to save Smitty; it didn't work. We need to try to save DQ. I don't think it's going to happen. He sunk his own ship. He fired all the coordinators. He hired himself as defensive coordinator, and now they have a Steve Spagnuolo-type defense. So I don't know how we can salvage this. You know, it's funny. They tried to pull the Saints route. You know, they played in Houston yesterday, and next Sunday they're playing in Arizona against the previous winless Arizona Cardinals. So they just went out to Phoenix. They didn't come back to Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
So that is going to be a long, lonely week in the desert if you're an Atlanta Falcon. I guess they should have, because coming back here, I don't know if I would have flown back here after what happened yesterday. But, yeah, guys, we got to start hashtagging Save DQ, hashtag Do It For Dan. I don't know what we're going to have to do to keep this man, because – you know, Arthur Blank had to come out yesterday. They wanted his head so badly that the owner of the team said, we're not going to make any changes today. That's how bad it got in this city yesterday. So when the owner has to come out and issue a statement, you're on wafer thin ice.
So who would get the team if they were to fire? Because I thought about the same thing. I said, Dan Quinn's going to get fired tomorrow morning. And then I said, okay, well, who are they going to give it to? Dirk Cutter, the guy that just got fired from Tampa Bay?
I don't even want to think about it. We need to keep Dan Quinn as head coach as long as humanly possible, at least as long as the first Saints game and hopefully by Thanksgiving. If he's gone by Thanksgiving, then, you know, they actually have a chance to maybe turn things around. But, you know, because their offense can score. You know, they can put up points. But their defense is historically bad right now. Remember a few years ago when every quarterback who played the Saints had perfect ratings? You
yes.
remember that?
Yes.
Well, that's what's happening right now to Atlanta.
Spagnuolo.
Deshaun Watson had a perfect quarterback rating yesterday, 158.3. So every quarterback who plays against the Falcons has career days right now. You go to Jacoby Brissett for the Colts. Mariota did it for the Titans a couple of weeks ago. And now Deshaun Watson did it for the Texans yesterday. So they're out in the desert Sunday. You want to, you know, I'm really conflicted here, Jay, because obviously you want them to keep losing. But the more they keep losing, the more chance that the head coach is going to be gone. So I am really, really torn right now.
Todd, I am not torn, and we might get in an argument over this, but I'm almost at the point where I start pulling for the Falcons because we're going to hang two losses on them, and that gives them six. So that's only about three more games I want them to lose because I'd like them to finish 7-9.
Look, if they don't make the playoffs, Dan Quinn will be fired. There is no question in anybody's mind. Like I said, they didn't want him to last the day yesterday. I call it a tarmac game. And they've had a couple of tarmac games that I've heard of. Lane Kiffin really was the last one at USC. You get fired before you even board the plane. That's a tarmac game. I thought we were going to have a tarmac game yesterday with DQ when they flew out to Phoenix, but unfortunately for everyone involved, it did not happen. So look, if they don't beat Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, we very well might have a tarmac game because that's going to be a very long flight back to Atlanta. Very long.
Well, I'd like to see him finish 7-9 and just miss the playoffs so that they draft about 18th or 19th and not get like the fifth pick in the draft. So I'll go with that. All right, that's Todd Gravanini, voice of the Pelicans. Todd, have a great call tonight. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, fellas.
All right, Todd Gravanini will be calling the Pelicans game tonight on ESPN New Orleans 100.3 FM. You can hear that live. And Sports Hangover, sponsored by Avenue Wine and Spirits, your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Stop on by and check out their selection. It's an unbelievable selection. When we come back, more Saints talk with Jordan the intern on the Sports Hangover, ESPN New Orleans. All over the place, sing it.
We will rock you. Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Hello, friends. I am Jerry Trug Gisclair, a candidate for state senator. I am prepared to continue my commitment to public service after nearly three terms as a state representative. My constant efforts will always be dedicated to supporting our seafood industry, as well as the oil and gas industry, coastal restoration projects, and ensuring proper funding levels for our public education system. I am a proud United States Air Force Vietnam vet. On October 12th, please vote for number 59. Jerry Trug Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable year-round comfort with a new HVAC system installed by the pros at Tiger Temperature. We're the local team you can trust. Call Tiger Temperature today at 985-492-7295.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
This is Senator Ed Price, and I am proud of the results we've accomplished in Baton Rouge. The first teacher pay raise in 10 years, increased funding for K-12 and early childhood education, TOPS fully funded. I helped pass the largest infrastructure investment in Louisiana in the past 30 years to improve our roads and bridges without raising taxes. This is Senator Ed Price, number 55 on the ballot, and I paid for this ad to ask for your vote on October 12th so we can continue the progress for Senate District 2.
Have you been injured on an offshore rig or know someone who has? Then you'll want to work with a firm that truly understands maritime law. Offshore injuries are governed by a set of laws that are quite different than land accidents. So it's important that no time is wasted finding the best maritime attorney for your case. An experienced attorney from the Gavery Law Group will help determine what your next step should be. If you need legal advice or have been injured offshore, call Gavery Law Group today at 985-223-4400. Or follow us on Facebook. Get Gavery. Get results.
It's the Ram Power Days event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on a Ram today. See all their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. And Jordan, we just got finished talking with Todd Graffinini, new voice of the Pelicans, going to make his first call tonight. What do you expect to see from the practice with the Pels tonight? Because I think Alvin is going to try to see what he has. Do you think they're going to be running, doing their regular offense? You think they'll play more sets and kind of run plays off of it?
Well, I watched the Lakers game on Saturday, the preseason game with the Golden State Warriors, and I was surprised how much time Anthony Davis got on the floor with LeBron James. So I am like Todd said, I mean, you're going to see these guys get a lot more minutes out on the court than you usually do in the preseason, just because of how hyped everything is and just get acclimated with the team. So I think you're going to see a lot of Zion Williamson, and it is going to be his first time in an official Pelicans jersey. The other ones were just like a practice jersey or a summer league jersey. So it's going to be nice to see him in those Pelicans threads, and Jackson Hayes running up and down the court against the Hawks tonight.
You know, you got the three draft picks that they've got. You also got the three guys from the Lakers. Drew Holiday hasn't played with any of those guys. We've seen the Saints with Drew Brees, where Drew only needs a couple of series because these guys have been together so long. I think it's probably even more important in basketball to have that chemistry with all of your teammates, and Drew not having any of that. I expect to see Drew a good bit this preseason, trying to get to know what these guys are thinking. You know, Lonzo Ball has already played with you know, Brandon Ingram and Josh Hart. Those guys have played together. They have an idea of each other. But when the main part of the offense, the number one guy, Drew Holiday, none of those guys have ever played with him. So I got the feeling that they're going to be probably getting to know each other and feeling each other out. So it should be a pretty interesting practice. Big Fave has joined us. Huge weekend in football. Marlon, thanks for giving us a little bit of your time. I know you've been busy with LSU, an unbelievable performance, the performance by that defense that we've been waiting for, and especially with the SEC right around the corner. That was a welcome sight to see by that LSU defense against Utah State and Jordan Love this weekend.
It was. A big question going into this week was, without all of our healthy guys, we'll be able to get it done. And there were, man. A young guy stepped up, added some pressure. Nick Farrell had a really good game, got a big sack. We shut him down in the run game. I think they only allowed, 19 yards. That's the type of defense we need to play with the entire year, the type of attitude.
You know, Marlon, one of the guys that jumped out at me was Patrick Queen. We talked to Chris Blair, the voice of the Tigers, earlier, and I asked him this question. It just seemed like there were two Patrick Queens out there because he was running the field from sideline to sideline, and you start to combine that guy with a Kalavon Chaisson when he's healthy, a Michael Divinity when he's healthy. This is a whole different defense.
It is, man. I thought that was one thing that stood out to me in the game on defense was Patrick Queen's ability to run sideline to sideline. He was on every tackle, even times when they tried to hit us with the screen game. Hit their running back in the flats. He was right there to make the tackle. As soon as he caught the ball, he was just all over the place. Reminds me a lot of Devin White going sideline to sideline. So I think you guessed it, Jake, with him along with a healthy Michael Divinity and Kalavon Chaisson just getting his reps back in. I think once we get in the SEC play, we have a defensive line that's playing very stout in the run game, converting the pass quicker, and then your linebacker core going sideline to sideline. Now, the secondary, man, young Derek Stingley, just really raising the bar and handling his business as well at the cornerback position. He's showing he's worth it. Yeah, Flott out there, another young corner being able to handle his business, moving Christian Fulton inside on the slot. So we're making the right adjustments on defense to sustain a heavy SEC schedule.
You know, Marlon, this was the first time I saw LSU this year commit to the run, where they were able to run the football and committed to it, running it, you know, numerous times as opposed to passing on every down. I think that helped the defense out tremendously. But is that a coincidence that Ed Ingram just happened to come back this week? Or do you think that was maybe the game plan all along? Once we get Ed Ingram back, we're probably going to get down and dirty and bring it down into the trenches where you like it the best.
Oh, yeah, baby. They took it inside the trenches that week. Well, as a coach, you know your line. You know the guys that are strong, their strong points, whether it's the run game, the pass game. You know your lineman that has the complete package and can play and block for your balance. So I think in the case of Ed Ingram getting back, you move Adrian McGee on over to the other side to allow a little more balance because he's a monster too. So now you have two solid guys at the guard position. You get Sadiq Charles next week. And have that full, complete line. And look how well that line blocked. Without Sadiq Charles, you saw Austin Deckler stepping up, handling his business on the other side. I mean, LSU's defense and offensive line has really been impressing me here in the first four games of the season, five games of the season. Joe Burrow having the right amount of time and knowing how to manipulate the pocket, buying those receivers time to open those routes, because, I mean, we have so much for sure hands out there, man. Derek Dillon had a really good game, scoring our first touchdown. Of course, Jamar Chase, guy's name's been brought up in the Heisman race. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver on that team. Man, you're getting all those guys back, you know, along with Thaddeus Moss, Randy Moss's son, being a little more involved in the offense as well. So I think as the year progressed, the Tigers are unfolding their hit plays. So even with the running back position, not to mention don't want to forget to mention it. Clyde Helaire going out to the split, starting to see him a little bit like Alvin Kamara. To tell Joe Brady's offensive mind is really kicking in. John Emery got off this week, so we're starting to get in the rhythm. Have multiple receivers touch. Running backs touch the ball and coming with a high-powered offense.
Marlon, I can't let you go until we talk about the Saints' defense. Since Sheldon Rankins, I know you and I talked about it last week, the return of Sheldon Rankins to the defensive line. But, you know, this week Trey Hendrickson was out, and then you've got the – you saw the bull rush from Marcus Davenport, and then even Carl Granderson gets into the act because of a Hendrickson injury. You know, this defense, what we thought going into preseason was the weakness of this team – now might be the strength of this defense, that defensive line. Where do you rank the Saints' defensive line in the NFL?
If I had to right now on run game, for sure, I would definitely put them somewhere in the top five, top seven, just off of off general purpose. If you look at the Saints here in these last three games, Drew Brees has been out. Their defense has really stepped it up. Onyemata returned back for the L.A. game. Kind of showed a little burst. You know, you go out, even though they didn't sack Russell Wilson, they contained him and made him throw tougher throws. Then you go to the Dallas game. They showed off that, hey, we can stop the run. You hold Ezekiel Elliott to 35 yards. Now you take it to the Tampa game, six sacks, and not to mention on Friday, I called him out. Right here on this show, Gus, I said, Gus, man, I think, and I'm talking to Cam Jordan and the rest of those guys, I think an achievable goal as a defensive line is a four-sack game. You know, it's four defensive linemen. How about everybody go out there and get one sack? And that's enough to give your corners enough time to make plays. And what do? They go out there and they get six sacks. Every defensive lineman had a sack. Cam Jordan had a sack. Malcolm Brown had a sack. Sheldon Rankins had a sack. Marcus Davenport had two sacks, a guy that we thought was coming along and being a slower developing pass rusher, showed off his skills as a pass rush. And then coming off the bench, Granderson had a sack. So what more could you ask for? I look at the fantasy points of my opponent this morning on fantasy football. He had Michael Evans starting. He had 0 points because he had zero catches. Sean Lattimore shut him down. So the better the Saints play up, I think the secondary is going to rev up off of that.
He's Marlon Favorite, part of the LSU Game Day crew. Marlon, we appreciate your time breaking down the Tigers and the Saints for us. Thanks.
No problem, G. Y'all take care. Hello,
all right. Have a good week. We'll talk to you later in the week. Marlon Favorite. Last segment, we'll wrap up today's sports hangover. When we come back, hour number three, sponsored by Avenue Wine and Spirits. They've got wine by the glass. They've got a hot deli. They've got a cigar room. They deliver for orders over $20, 504-522-3864. If you're in the area, 2025 St. Charles, stop on in and take a look at the selection of wines and spirits that they have. Avenue Wines and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles. We thank them for their sponsorship. One segment to go when Jordan and I return on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM, the flagship of your New Orleans Pelicans.
Hi, I'm Nichols Head football coach Tim Rebo. Winning a football game starts with a great game plan, and so does fighting pests. Terminix will protect your home and business from termites, roaches, mice, and even mosquitoes. Call the local team, Dan and Billy Foster at Terminix of Houma. They will draw up a winning game plan to tackle your pests. Terminix is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Go, Colonels!
I'm Big Mike Fazy, and I approve this message.
Attention, attention! This Saturday, October 12th, is Election Day, the same day your LSU Fighting Tigers take on Florida.
It's a big day for LSU, but a bigger day for Louisiana. Please make sure you hit the polls early before you go tailgating. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. And remember to vote number 58, Big Mike Fazy, for State Senate District 20. Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
The UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. They offer packing, freight, international shipping, large format printing banners, shredding, faxing, mailbox rental, and more. Your UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook. That's the UPS store on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
On October 18th, POV Magazine and the Settlement at Live Oak in Thibodaux are throwing the ultimate family-friendly tailgate to benefit the Bayou Country Children's Museum. The local vendor pop-up market will have food and boutique stocked to get you game day ready. Enjoy live music by DJ Rhett and Big Mike Fazy with Stellar Media, and come find me, Casey Gisler, in the ESPN Radio Game Zone for the best tailgating games. So mark your calendars for Friday, October 18th at 6 p.m. for the POV pop-up Thibodaux tailgate at the Settlement at Live Oak. For more information, visit POVpopup.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Final segment of the Sports Hangover. And Jordan, I guess I got to give a game ball to Marshawn Lattimore. I thought he was phenomenal yesterday. Marlon mentioned it. Check the fantasy points. He's going up against Mike Evans. Zero catches, I think. If I remember right, it was 64 or 65 straight games that Mike Evans had a catch, and Marshawn Lattimore gave him a zero burger. And he was, you know, that to me took away one of the biggest weapons. Chris Godwin did get off. He had about 150 yards receiving, 120, somewhere in that area. But to shut down Mike Evans, as tall as he is, and you brought up the thing Friday at City Park. I forgot all about the incident with Evans and Lattimore, and Evans taking the cheap shot at him. And I kind of think that was on the back of his mind of, I really want to shut this guy down. And of course, the article that came out about he had given up the most yardage, he took it personal. And now you're starting to see the Marcus Lattimore we know.
And it's exactly what happened. What we said on Friday that the Saints needed to do, and Teddy Bridgewater needed to do, was Teddy needed to put up some points this week, throw a couple touchdown passes, because that was one of the only ways that they could beat this Bucs defense. But you didn't see that. You did see that, but you didn't see the Bucs putting up as many points as they did in previous weeks. I know they still put up 24 points, but that last
one, some of that in garbage time.
Yeah, it was garbage time. So I give the game ball to the whole defense and Teddy Bridgewater, because I mean, all around it was a perfect game play by both of those. The only thing I'd say clean up was that punt return by Dante Harris.
You know, and that's really the only person that you would say go have a seat with coach. Yeah, some people made mistakes. You expect that. It's just the extended, you know, more multiple mistakes behind each other. That becomes an issue where we were, I think there was one game where we had like six first and 20s. I think there was only one yesterday, and Teddy converted it.
I think it was a
three passes.
It was a first and 15, because it wasn't a holding. It was a
but there hold. Was one first and 20, and I think it was the holding on Jared Cook that they Teddy. There was a run to Kamara for 6 yards, and Teddy completed back to back passes, and they converted it. So they're taking the strides, and again, you after the bye, that's when we want to start playing our best football, the least amount of mistakes. You start getting on that run, get the home field advantage. I think most of us wrote off the home field advantage when Drew went down, but now that's back on the table with the way this team's played.
You're back in the hunt, and if anything, you're leading the pack.
It's one thing I kept trying to tell people when Drew went down. Don't forget there's 52 other guys on this team, have a tremendous amount of pride. They're good ball players. They're going to go out there and show you what they can do. This is their chance to shine. I just didn't think it was going to be this good. I thought we would be over 500 under Teddy. I didn't think we would be maybe talking about going undefeated under Teddy. But good problems to have here. That wraps it up today. Jordan and I will be back with you tomorrow. Gus will be returning on Wednesday, and you guys are going to be at El Paso in Raceland on Wednesday. Of course, Vinny's on Thursday, and then we're going to be over at 511 by Carl Malone on Friday. So if you're in any of those areas, come on by, put on the headsets, give us your take, and we'd love to hear from you. As always, thanks for being with us. Of course, tonight, Pel's first preseason game. You can hear it right here on ESPN 100.3.